Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do you think this defense has progressed over this period?
Well, I think there's a lot more guys on this defense that understand the defense. I feel like, with Poe and myself going in our third year, after a play is called, we discuss the play and do all that. But now there's a lot more guys on defense, whether if it's Milano, Tremaine, obviously Zoe knows the defense. Tre'Davious, there's a lot of guys have been in the system for a while that we're all talking the same, and the more brains that are on one page, we're going to be a lot better.
And what's amazing is, I mean, as opposed to the offense where they're shuffling with guys with injuries, you guys have pretty much had the same 11 almost every day out here. How much does that really help you this time of year to have that consistency?
It's huge. Communication purposes. I know where Poe's going to be at all the time. I know what calls he's making. I know Tre'Davious. I know, Tremaine, D-line, same thing. I know what gap they're going to be in. So once you can pinpoint where everybody's going to be and you know your job and you know what you can't mess up on, the sky's the limit.
When you talk about this defense, you have a smile on your face. Are you excited about this season?
I love it. I love what this defense brings to the table. Like I just said, the sky's the limit. Everybody is high character guy. I feel like I can hang out with every single person on the defense, off the field. I honestly love the guys on defense. The coaches are, they're excited also getting us in position to make plays. And, the NFL, you have your ups and downs, but it's about limiting those downs, those bad games where you give up, first year we were here giving up, a couple 40-point games, I think it was three games straight, just stuff like that you have to eliminate. And I think that with this defense, obviously we got to work every single day. We got to put the work in. But from there, I think that we're going to be a very good defense.
How much difference do you see in Tremaine as year two gets underway?
A lot. I didn't think it was possible for a guy like him to mature a lot more than what he, where he already was. But just being on the field with him and communicating with him, he knows where he's supposed to be. He knows the whole defense. And he's sideline to sideline. That boy makes a lot of plays. So he's going to be one of the best in the league.
Same question about Saran Neal. He seems like he's playing the box a lot, this spring. And, what have you seen from him year one to year two?
Well, I think with Saran, him playing a lot more both positions at safety kind of had his head spinning. I honestly say that when we first got here, it was the same way. Me and Poe have to practice sometimes and be like, dude, what was that? Like, watching film together, like, what? I don't even know what we're supposed to do on this play. And so I think his head was kind of spinning, young guy being in this system for the first time. Luckily I've been able to be at another system, not similar to this, but has some similarities, and coming over, I kind of fine tune it a little bit more. And, I guess Saran didn't have that in the past. He's a young guy. So, I think they tried to, limit his plays. And from there, now he's running around playing fast, making plays.
Looking at the other side of the ball, the receiving core, which you're defending here, what do you see that gives you encouragement about the wideouts?
Well, I was encouraged, towards the end of last year when they kind of getting the ball out of Josh's hands faster, just, getting it to the, we call them the little small guys out there, and letting them make plays. And so that's kind of what they've been doing, all OTAs and stuff. Obviously they have a lot more speed, so they can take it over the top on us, which is a huge threat as a defense. When you have two guys on both sides that are able to take the top off, that's scary. That honestly is. And then once you get the run game going, they're hard to defend. So we're definitely looking forward to what they can do on offense. We've been competing against them. They've been competing against us, and we're trying to make each other better.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.